Here we are live at the Line Hotel in Los Angeles. I'm Christopher Plant for the Independent Lodging Congress, and I am hanging out now with Jackie Nunley from
Salesforce.
Exactly. And so you are here. This is your first time at the Independent Lodging Congress.
It is.
And what has your general impression been?
Blown away.
Yeah?
Totally blown away. The amount of creativity in this room is incredible.
Yeah. And I would imagine that in your position, you've probably been to tons and tons of conferences.
Quite a few.
Yeah. And so without forcing you to overly elaborate, what do you think makes this conference so special? And like, how did that creativity exhibit itself in a way that made you very comfortable immediately?
The audience. So everybody who's attending is from all the aspects of hospitality. It is not just about technology, or it's not just about hotel operations. You've incorporated design, you've incorporated art. This is what we're talking about all the time, right? The experience.
Yeah.
What is the experience?
Right.
And we don't talk about that enough.
Right.
And we don't have enough conferences that look at it holistically and bring all of those people together so that you can leave with maybe learning something new.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your role at Salesforce and why you felt it was important to come to a conference like this.
Well, Salesforce is an incredibly interesting company. And my role there is the industry advisor for travel and hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
What's very interesting about Salesforce is the culture.
Yeah.
And it's a culture of continuous learning. And it's incredible. Everybody's into that.
Yeah.
But we take our learnings from what it is that we see in the industry and bring them back in and try and incorporate that human level of understanding into how we produce solutions for our customers.
Yeah. And I think that's great. And I'm a fan of Salesforce, by the way. And I know that it's an incredibly comprehensive tool. From an adoption standpoint, who is using Salesforce in the hospitality sector?
Well, we serve all of the subsegments. So from airlines to hotels, but even when you look at hospitality, there's so many subsegments within hospitality.
1,000%.
Right. We're talking about alternate accommodation. We're talking about vacation clubs. We're talking about, you know, your standard hotels. But even in hotels, you've got boutique hotels. You've got independent brands. You've got the larger brands who are also kind of like making sure that they fill all the needs of consumers today. But you've also got the other parts of hospitality, which might be kind of like functions and offerings. So subscription systems and how they work today for today's traveling consumer. You've got timeshare that are becoming relevant again because of how they're evolving. You've got cruise, you've got casinos that have become, you know, gaming and entertainment and are moving into the online space as well. So there's a whole range of when we say hospitality, do we actually understand how many things that actually touches? And it's really exciting.
Yeah, because it's so broad and it is impossible to like lock into a particular aspect of a certain sector.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were here specifically, your panel was seeking to address the idea, is hospitality behind the curve in the adoption of technology, right?
I think that this has been a traditional problem that we're all aware of. And it's not a matter of just adoption of technology. It really is looking at it from a different angle and starting to understand it from a perspective of what is needed in order for a hotel to run. And there's so many point systems out there today that do a really good job.
Right.
So if it's not broken, why fix it?
Yeah.
But there is one constant in all of this, which is us.
Yeah.
The consumer, the guest, the passenger. We are changing.
Yes.
And for that reason, to move at the speed of the consumer, meet their needs, satisfy their needs, you need to be able to adopt new technology that resonates with how they are moving, who they are in the moment. How do you reach them? Which consumer are you reaching with regards to persona?
Right. Yeah.
So it's just a matter of adapting to what it is that you need. It's not about, oh, everything's broken and we're so slow and antiquated. No, right. We're not. We're smart.
Yeah.
We built the systems that work.
Yeah.
Now we need to move at the speed of the consumer.
Right. And you're looking for constantly sort of iterating for new ways to create personal solutions at scale. I mean, you're a big company.
Sure. We're a big company. Mm-hmm. And here's the expectation of small companies. Small companies become big companies.
Right.
So the fact that we can address solving problems at the smallest possible kind of like subset that we serve, and then being able to help those customers scale and grow. I mean, customer success is one of our values.
Yeah.
And we truly believe in the success of our customers. Otherwise, we're not successful. This is one of the reasons that I am at Salesforce.
Right.
It's rare to see a company that actually lives by their values. And if I can do my part and help, you know, the love of my life, which is hospitality, move forward with a company that actually cares about that customer becoming successful, done my bit.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about what you were doing before you came to Salesforce and how you ended up wanting to be such a devoted part of the hospitality sector.
So I kind of married my career with my life. I love to travel.
Yeah.
So my goal was very simple.
Yeah.
Make it easier to travel using technology. Therefore, I got into tech, and where I really felt in love with what I was doing in the past was the advent of online distribution.
Yeah.
As we moved to the internet, all sorts of doors opened up. But what really gets me excited about what it is that I've done in the past is I started my career as a developer, moved through the business side of things, got back into development and design and understanding consumer behavior to put out the best possible solutions for consumers to interact online. And now I'm with a company that is so incredibly smart that see, instead of adding to the noise, what we need to do is get the engagement layer right. And that's a whole new field that I just feel maybe my background has helped me be successful in that role. And I cannot wait to see what's to come.
I love that. So engagement layer. So that means that what you could actually be doing is reductive in terms of like what you're exposing the engagement to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Because I think that what a lot of people out there in the universe are overwhelmed by their choice. And so I like what you're saying in terms of like being able to put yourself in a position to deliver the consumer with the tool that is most effective for them. And that doesn't mean always adding levers.
That's so true.
Okay.
It's really about getting to know who your consumer is.
Yeah.
It's not inundating them with processes that you've implemented and you have to check a box.
Right.
It's really about what is the right level of engagement for consumers. Let's get that right.
Yeah.
And then you have the right, or you have earned the right to that consumer's loyalty.
Yeah.
Because you become more of a friend, an advocate.
Right.
A company that they can trust. And that's the most important thing.
Supportive and connective tools.
Yes.
You know, I think that's great. And so what did you hear from the rest of your panel? You guys are starting a band and you're putting out a single. How does Salesforce identify itself in the pantheon of a lot of these new tech services? What are you doing that you feel is new and innovative?
Well, I think that what's most exciting is to allow folks to create. Mm-hmm. And there's some incredible solutions out there. Like, we partner with companies that are building these solutions that solve specific problems in the industry, but they also modernize what we've used in the past. One example is my band name, my band, you know,
yeah.
Friend Ricky
yeah.
from Muse.
Yeah.
and what they're doing in the market.
AKA
really.
Richard Valter. But we'll call him Ricky now.
Yeah, and what they're doing to actually evolve that space. So yeah. Working with them in partnership allows for us to be able to do more for our customers. When we talk about innovation, where it is that we are innovating is being able to actually make sense of how do we make it easier for our hoteliers to be able to understand who their customers are at scale. And when I talk about scale, I'm talking about the scale of you.
Mm-hmm.
You might be 100 different personas. How do I help hotels understand which persona they are actually speaking to?
Yeah.
Which Christopher showed up at the hotel today? And it's not just Christopher who showed up for this trip. Who's Christopher when he comes downstairs today?
Right.
And being able to connect all the dots, we can call it data. It's not really just about data. It's
right.
About how do you enable decision-making based on the data that you have that improves Christopher's experience. So that is what really gets me excited, because Salesforce has, I don't want to say tools, I want to say solutions.
Right.
That actually solve that particular problem, which is so important to hospitality and travel today.
I love the language you use when you're talking about the terms that, you know, people love to make intentionally vague. I love the like the actual way that you reference these components of this larger profile that you're creating for people. You know, what are some of the things that I mean, I think I know some of the answers, but like, how do you keep it so personal when you're trying to create solutions for such a gigantic audience?
So I think that human beings are intrinsically, you know, complex, but there are certain things that we have in common when we are doing things, you know, like traveling.
Yeah.
So getting the table stakes kind of like done is important.
Yeah.
Once you have that foundation, you can build. And what's important for my customers when I speak to them is really how they're trying to differentiate themselves. One customer could be really focused on how do I give back? I have a loyalty program. What is it that I need to do and connect in order to resonate with my audience, but also do good?
Mm-hmm.
So how about loyalty programs for good? We have a great customer, SH Hotels, who has really pioneered sustainability and loyalty for good, which is incredible. And then you have our customers who are very large, and how do you serve them? It's really by taking these solutions that actually work and being able to scale them. So at Salesforce, repeatability
mm-hmm.
is key. And repeatability to get the table stakes right and then build upon differentiation is what we try to encourage our customers. Oh, you know what? Support our customers
yeah.
so they can be successful at what it is that they're trying to do.
Yeah, so you're talking about layering on the
it's
services.
It's layering on, yeah. Yes.
That's awesome. I think that there was a long period of time when people were trying to extract the human element from the business practice so that they could actually get to a place where you didn't evoke a face when you saw you. It was like, we just want to stack transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think that the differentiator is helping, you know, as you said, support your client in getting the experience that they want while also providing the people that are using the services the human element that they deserve.
Right. And I talked about, you know, if you want to improve your guest experience, you have to think about your employee experience as
yeah,
well.
Totally.
So you're fully connected at home. Look, we're sitting here right now and we're connected, right? We're using pieces of technology that are allowing for this to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a great environment. We're not logging into extranets and, you know, asking for access for this and that and the other, et cetera. Creating this sort of environment is what allows us to be proactive. We didn't have this planned. It just happened.
Yeah.
But we're doing it, and it's great, and it feels good. This is the sort of thing that we need to be thinking about. How are we making it easier for an employee to be able to do and execute the tasks that they have so that they can be more proactive rather than reactive? And that is what is going to free up the time for them to be hospitable to your guests.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hospitable to your passengers, etc. That's where we have to get to. And technology is not a big scary thing that's going to take away jobs. No, its use is to augment what it is that you have, as Richard or Ricky said yesterday. It's the boring, busy stuff.
Yeah.
Let's try and move that out of the way so that we can get to the human element.
Yeah, the experience.
Yeah.
And so without me falling into the trap of asking for new and innovative, what's the most exciting thing that you're working on in the next 3 months in terms of like gaining some knowledge and information and some exposure from, say, a conference like ILC and taking that back? What is the most fundamentally exciting thing that you're working on right now?
At this time of the year, this is when, you know, the wheel turns.
Yeah.
So it's about identifying the trends and the imperatives that actually support how our hoteliers can actually get to their goals. What is the most important thing top of mind?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of research work, which is great because there's some research people here at the ILC Congress. But it's a lot of research work to really understand what is going to be the most impactful thing that our customers can focus on, and then what are the solutions that are going to help them get there. And this happens for us at Salesforce at this time of the year. So it's exciting to discover these things, talk to people, get feedback from what we've done from the rest of the year, understand how the market is moving, what are consumers into? I mean, we learned a lot at La Perla.
Yeah.
With these new roles that are coming up that connect hyperlocal experiences. Because the next thing on the table is hyperlocal sustainable experiences are next. So how are you supporting that? How are you getting ready?
Yeah.
So I get really excited at this time of the year because that's when I put my thinking cap on and get cozy and figure it out.
AKA October.
October.
Yeah.
My name is Jacqueline Nunley. I am the industry advisor at Salesforce, and we are recording live here at the ILC Congress at the Line.